Good morning. Magandang umaga po in Tagalog. My short message to you today is about God who followed me. When I was a child, an airplane flying so high in the sky has always fascinated me. I was so captivated by the silky white smoke that follows the soaring airplane that I marveled and wondered how a big chunk of metal could fly that high. To ride in that plane someday was one of my dreams, including, you know, to own lots of toys. Those days to dream is the only thing that I could have for free. However, in my sleep, I could hear a voice as if saying, "No way, Jose. You're just a poor boy. It is an impossible dream." But because we have a God who follows, a childhood dream can come true. There are no impossible dreams. With God, there is no "you can't." Even frivolous wishes and dreams matter to God, especially when they are coming from the lips of the little children. He pursues and follows a dreamer like Joseph, or the fleeing Jonah, or the sorrowful Naomi. Lo and behold, on December 15, 1974, after 20 years, my name, Jose Padilla Jr., was on the list of the passengers of Flight 709, Northwest Airlines, bound for California. Now I know that God was on that plane. A strong turbulence rocked our plane 3 times. Maybe he was sleeping, but he was there. I remember 42 years ago, the Filipinos elected me the first president of this fellowship. And we have shared our cultural heritage to a congregation that embraced, supported, and welcomed us. Yes, with open hearts, with open minds, and with open doors. Thanks to all presidents, officers, past and present. Thank you, Yoli Tanimura, our current president, for your hard work and dedication. This moment, this remembrance, this festivity will attest to God's faithfulness to all of us. From Manila to California, he journeyed with us. Our God is a God who follows. He is a God who pursues, chases, and tracks us. His quest is to follow all his children until all his children will follow him. He followed me to a country we all love, America. As Victor Uy and Hector Legazpi would attest after visiting parts of Europe, there is no place like America. The Lord, in his mysterious and loving ways, transplanted us to a country described by writer Lloyd-Jones, the land where my heart is, my holy shrine. It is the land of brooks and water, of fountains and springs, a land of olive oil and honey, a land which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing. Sometimes life was hard, but we made it through. Just don't give up. God is following us. Psalmist David says, it is not just for a day, but for the all days of our lives. Through faith and hard work, our parents, our ancestors went through and had overcome many challenges and difficulties in this land of the free and home of the brave. So the celebration of the Filipino heritage is a celebration of that grace and remembrance of an omnipresent God. He is present in this place. He is above all. He is among all. He is revealed in the song we sing, even if you don't understand what the Pala singers sing. His spirit in the words that we read. He shows in the faces of the small children. He celebrates with us today. God is actively present in a different way in every event and celebration such as this one. He is the provident guide of every human affairs. God, in a special way, is attentively present to those who praise, to those who sing, and for those who call upon his name. From a joyful and grateful people of this church, the Filipino Fellowship, this is a peace for a king and remembrance of the most gracious acts of God to all of us. The same God that led the Israelites out of Egypt is the same God who brought the almost 2 million Filipinos in this country. And he has not changed since time immemorial. We were placed in this land of plenty, flowing with milk and honey. We have come to this place by God, and this far by his grace. Whether it is the still water or the shadows of death, his rod and his staff will give comfort to us. But to me, it doesn't end me having a good place to sleep, shoes on my feet, food on my table. The scripture says, when you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land that he has given you. Keep the commandments of the Lord your God to walk in his ways and to fear him. All honors, glory belong to him. All services, all worship, all singing, all praise, adoration rightly belong to God. We must be a people and a church that are conscious and obedient to the above reasons and purposes. And when you see an airplane flying high with a white smoke trailing it, may it remind you of the goodness and grace of God following you everywhere. Our is a God who is always mobile, like your cell phone, and pursuing us. My prayer is that we remember those acts today. This is the moment to celebrate who God is and what he does to you since traveling from point A, Manila, to point B, USA. This is perhaps the best occasion to turn around, grab his hands, and say, thank you, Lord, for following me. How can I follow you? How can I serve you? Amen.